Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, sawubona. In Senegal, nanga def. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Greetings. And may peace be upon you all.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution. Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness / stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
For joining me today. It's Monday, January 23rd. Where has the month gone already? And I'm muted. Grand Rising. And thank you so much for joining us today. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. And today's topic is why you need to learn Chinese with Zoe Ma. And she'll be joining us after the 7:30 hour. All right, here on blogtalkradio.com, The Female Solution, and on the Higher Learning Network TV show channel. So be sure and share this information. If today is your birthday, we're celebrating it with you. Happy birthday, born day to you. And let this special day be a day of learning something new, something that you can apply in your life. And I think Chinese might be the subject to help you, so be sure and stay tuned. If you're listening online, you can call in at 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. And excuse me, if you're watching us on our social media, be sure and check out our YouTube and Facebook channel, Higher Learning TV Show. I know I talk too fast. Higher Learning TV Show. Nothing like a good cup of tea first thing in the morning. As we excuse me, are about to start the day, it is imperative that we spend some time alone. And you know what that means, right? That means it is time for your Monday morning mindfulness meditation. But before we do that, if you are one of those who have to head out this morning, you want to allow yourself, always allow yourself some extra time if you're headed out in the morning, because this is the world that we live in, and there's always some chaos and some confusion going on. So you just want to allow yourself a little extra time before you head out the door this morning. That's why we bring you Traffic, which is sponsored by, the show is sponsored by itex.com. If you are an entrepreneur or a business owner and you have a product or a service to offer to the public, then you just might want to be a member of iTex. It's free to join, and you get a $100 coupon to start immediately once you sign up. You get $100 to go shopping, and all you have to do is do what? Mention my name, Zelda. And I always say Zelda, giving honor to those who came before me to make my way possible. That would be Richard Pegues, who signed off at Dusty Radio 1390. People could never remember my name, so they would call me anything but Zelda. They call me Zelma, Zella, Zella, anything but Zelda. So Richard would always say Zelda, so that they would get it. And I do that to honor the ancestors, those who came before us to make our way possible. If you are one of those people who has to be out and about this morning, you do want to allow yourself some extra time, because this is the time of the year in which the week that we are often on, what do we call it, automatic pilot. And that is not where you want to be when you are driving. You want to be conscious. So let me help you get conscious right about now. Excuse me. And this is what you will hear the moment you step on the freeway. You will hear lots of noise. And as we take a look at the traffic, actually traffic and weather, chilly outside today, only 22 degrees right now, and up to 32 degrees today, but it's going to be cloudy and breezy. Expect 2 to 4 inches. I didn't say that. That's what they said. We've been asking for snow, and we finally got some, and now we don't want it. So be careful what you ask for in the world, because you just might get it. As we take a look at the expressways, be reminded, if you want to go anywhere in the U.S. of A. and out of the country as well, you can always go to itex.com, and you can travel for free. We've been to, I can tell you how many places we've been to, and got a car, or actually it was a truck, and a van, it wasn't a truck, and whatever you can think of that you need, it's available on iTex, and there's the website right there, itexchicago.itex.com. So, there are no reported delays on Metro, but CTA, that's another story. At 31st and Cicero, there's an accident, so you can expect delays on the inbound side. Inbound on the Kennedy, excuse me, it's 21-18 on the outbound. On the Edens inbound, it's 27-21 on the reverse. On the Eisenhower, 29 minutes, your usual delays. Slow at Mannheim on the outbound. On the Stevenson inbound is 18 degrees. And at 31st and Pulaski, there's an accident, so expect delays. There's 21. On the day in Ryan, 18, your usual delays, 35th to 95th, and 12 on the reverse. On the Bishop Ford, 18 in and 11 minutes out. On the inbound, there's an accident, a crash at 135th Street, so expect delays if you're traveling in that area. On Lakeshore Drive, it is 10 minutes in both directions. And that is your traffic and weather, sponsored by Karen Kelly of itex.com. Be sure and use the promo code ZELDO to get your discount. And if you can't remember that, just remember everything is always on our blog at Zelda, at hln-tv.blogspot.com. And remember to set those DVRs for the Higher Learning Network TV show, which is Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19. And you can see the show 24/7. Now, if you are like most of us who have been shut in for a while, in America we have a tendency to overeat. We just eat up everything. And some of us gain a little weight, gain a few diseases that come along with it. Mine was diabetes. What was yours? I did not know. I digress sometimes. I'm watching the movie last night on Netflix, The Story of Ella Fitzgerald. I did not know that she died of complications of diabetes. Had no idea. So I said that to say this. And she lived it to her, I think she was 79, and she performed for 70 years, 7 decades. Can you believe that? You really got to love what you're doing. I just love that about Ella Fitzgerald. So if you ever want to see the story about her, very, very, very enlightening. Go to Netflix. That's where I saw that. Ella Fitzgerald. You'll be glad you did. Anyway, I said all that to say this. Chances are you may be a diabetic and not even know it. I was a diabetic, pre-diabetic, for 10 years. 10 years. It's a little long. Could have died. But I didn't. So what I did do, my sister shared a drink with me, and I'm sharing it with you. And it's called, I call them a detox drink. Apple, beet, cucumber, lemon, ginger, kale, and turmeric. 7 ingredients. And you can go to diabeticdonut.com. And you will see the information there. It's a free download, so all you have to do is go there. And I want to put that up so you can see it. Diabetic, can't even spell diabetic donut. I had it up here, don't know where it went to, but I want you to see that because people always tell me, well, I can't find it. Well, if you go to diabeticdonut.com, it's been there for the last 10 years. I don't know where you've been, but go to diabeticdonut.com. There's a free download on how to reverse type 2 diabetes. And remember to check out the blog on talking about the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. Now, that contest is coming up this Saturday, and we can't do it alone. We need your help. And thank you for your past help of making this available for our teens, because we offer them prizes and scholarships and cash, things of that nature. You know, to help them. Children are having a hard time, and we want to help them as much as we possibly can. So we started the contest when we had to pivot for COVID back in the day, because children need an outlet to express themselves. That's why you hear about all these carjackings and things of that nature. Children don't have, they may have not had what we had coming up. And that's the village. They don't have the village. Not that they make, they do not have the village. And we are responsible for the next generation of children. So we ask that you continue to support the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. And there's the information floating there on the bottom. And it is Saturday, 12 noon until 1 p.m. So thank you for joining us and for supporting the kids. Remember that. You are the village. Whether you want to be or not, you are that village. And speaking of the village of Mike House has, is, excuse me, I'm on the list for his daily inspiration. And today's inspiration is the past is the past. Put that old thought pattern down. Okay now. I have a frog in my throat. I don't know why. But it's there. So right about now, I'm going to share with you Monday morning mindfulness meditation. I had to look at that one again. The past is the past. Monday, January 23rd, 2023. Put that old thought down. Why are you thinking it again? Shake that old feeling off. It didn't feel good the last time, and it certainly won't feel good now. This is the past. You now have the gift of the present, a clear, unlimited space where you can create that which you desire. You are not the same person you were yesterday or even earlier today. Whatever you did or did not do then is in the past, and now you have an opportunity to choose again. As long only you are holding yourself hostage to what was and what was, and as long as you do, you will attract others who will remind you of what was. Wow, that's powerful. Let me say that again. Only you are holding yourself hostage to what was, and as long as you do, you will attract others who will remind you of what was. Wow. If you like the past, then give thanks for it because there's even better. If you did not like the past, still give thanks for it because now you are better in your understanding and in your behavior. This is a new moment, and this is an opportunity to begin again in the present. Once you do a new thing, you have shifted your energy and vibration from the past to experience the new. Remember, not the former things, nor consider the things of old. And that's from Isaiah 43:18. Inspirational conversation on Higher Learning Network. And now it is time for your Monday morning mindfulness meditation. And you can always get meditation when you are one of the ones who know the truth. Monday morning mindfulness meditation. Sometimes I forget how to spell. I know you're not one of those people, but I sometimes forget. Okay. You know what that means, right? It is now time for you to get centered and have an experience that you probably won't get unless you train yourself to be the very best you can be and be okay with wherever you are in life. Why is it up there? That's your free download. That's why it's up there. So be sure and go check it out. But right now, it is time for Monday morning mindfulness meditation. So let us begin the process of breathing in a way that can help us become better at who we are. So let us begin the process by simply sitting up straight in a chair. If you're lying down, that's fine too. But whatever you are, wherever you are, let's just do a stretch. How about that? Just
just like a cat does. It's just those inner organs, a little movement this morning. That feels good. You're in the bed all night. Attention to the breath. That's all that is necessary. And breathe out. Give thanks for the presence, life in us, through us, and in the form of the breath. We are grateful we are one of the ones who can awake, who can breathe their own. Because someone is unable to breathe on their own. As your thoughts continue to back into focus as we give thanks. And as we continue to breathe in and breathe out, we give thanks that we place at the right time. Meditate to act wrong. They want you to be dependent on them. They want you to be dependent on this AI intelligence. Here, a morning mindfulness, we tap into the power that is within and we meditate to act. What you are seeing is no. That is, when you meditate, exhale. And blow it out. Exhale the evil. Inhale the spirit that is within you. And exhale. Blow it out. Once more. Inhale. Spirit that is within you. And everybody loves this one. Let us inhale wealth. And debt. Yes, let's do that one more time. Inhale wealth. And exhale death. Wealth. And this is just a reminder of what's available for you on our blog at Zelda, excuse me, at hlntv.blog. Body of movement, because here. Exhale, let us bring five back. Sending more love, light, and energy down to the knees that will. And as we breathe out, sending more love, light, and energy down to instep. Up my toe last. It's asleep. Is not pounding this morning. And a good night's sleep as we inhale. Bringing all that energy back up from the feet, the legs and the knees and the thighs and the hips and the back. The higher learning hip roll moving from left. We give thanks as we inhale and as we exhale, giving thanks as we bring that breath back up through and back to the top of the head, and we stretch once and exhale. Inhale once more. As we exhale, bring the face down, chin to chest, slowly rotate as far as you possibly can. Slow down and bring the head around. Slowly bring it around to the right and back around to the front. Oh, inhale deeply. Exhale, bring the head back. Slowly rotate the head to the right. Slowly. Breath. Bring it to the left and back around to the front. Get up. Inhale deeply. Look to the left as far as you possibly can. The neck. Oh, yeah. That's it. Inhale. And look to the right as far as you possibly can. And head back. And thanks for the power of the breath. We are one of the many, many, many people who are unable to at the experience that we are having for whatever reason, we give thanks that this breath is what will calm us chaos. And we give thanks for the breath, knowing that we are always at the right place at the right time, and we are grateful. And that's one of the things that we must all remember to do, is to be grateful. Because someone, somewhere, does not have that privilege. And just keep in mind that deep breathing, it sends triggers through your body. And you have just triggered the happiness gene. Oh, really? Yeah. So you'll wonder why you're walking around feeling so good all day. Well, that could be the reason. Because you have taken the time to set yourself up for a good experience for the day. And on that note, we're going to have another experience for the day. And that is that of learning how to speak Chinese as soon as we come back from our Monday morning mindfulness meditation. I'm sorry, commercial. That was your Monday morning mindfulness meditation. So stay close and we'll be back with Zoe Ma. And thank you so much for sharing.
The Female Solution, local radio TV show, invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday morning mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, self-care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, repairing broken families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, soulful solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, health and well-being with Viata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, success strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on relationships. Third Saturday, move around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sunday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Viata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Crime in Chicago continues. Nation must come together to make a change. No one person can solve these problems by themselves, but I believe together we can make progress. Let's provide job training, economic growth, and invest into our 77 community. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willa Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Everything you need, what your body needs, is found in nature. So Susan Essentials doesn't do it any other way. Susan Essentials provides your employees and individuals access to over 20,000 nutritional products, and they are shipped direct to your door. Because Susan Essentials is certified in plant-based healing, we're permitted to offer you the best nutritional supplements on the planet. They're non-GMO and sustainably produced. And we take the guesswork out for you. Let Susan Essentials help you take control of your health today.
Oh, man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Jody Susan of Susan Essentials is certified by the number one functional medicine doctor on plant-based healing essential oils, which are revolutionizing the way we manage our well-being. Schedule today to take control of your health. Susan Essentials is re-engineering what health looks like by leading you to the best wellness initiatives in the world. Start your coaching plan today and create a new paradigm of health. Click here to learn more.
Hi, I'm Dr. CJ of Valona Health, where we combine orthopedic manual therapy and neuroscience to treat the whole person. Health tip for the day is keep it moving. Doesn't matter how, just keep it moving, doing something you enjoy. Walking, dancing, rolling on the floor with your dogs or kids, really anything. The body craves movement to keep the bones, joints, and muscles happy. Even our mental health and internal organs and digestive system rely on our movements. Thanks for being a part of the Higher Learning Network on the Female Solution.
Female Solution. I'm your host, Zelda Speece. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness, and today we're talking about why you need to learn Chinese. And why is that, Zelda? Well, we're being joined by our very own guest, Zoe Ma. She's back for part two. Hi, Zoe.
Hi, good morning, Zelda.
So good to see you this morning.
Yes, very good to see you this morning. You know, today actually is the second day of Chinese New Year.
Is it really?
Yes, yesterday was the first day of Chinese New Year.
Oh, wow.
So I want to let everybody know who are interested. Next Sunday, there's a Chinatown parade.
Oh.
To celebrate the Chinese New Year, January 29th.
For what time?
I think, you know, probably start at noon.
Noon, okay.
Yeah, maybe let me see. What is? You know, Dr. Wilson is going to be there.
Is he?
He's going to have a float.
Oh, really?
So everybody go to Chinatown to support Dr. Wilson.
Absolutely. We will definitely do that. That is awesome. Had no idea. Now, what do you do when you celebrate Chinese New Year? What does that entail?
This year is very special, probably the first time in my 20, almost 29 here almost a month.
Really?
Yeah, January 21st is a Chinese New Year. And then, so it's the first time we celebrate Chinese New Year because I normally don't have my parents with me, and it's Chinese custom to spend the Chinese New Year with your family. And this year, I kind of show my son some of the customs in the Chinese New Year. I think the one custom the kids love the most of Chinese New Year, you go to wish Happy Chinese New Year to your elders, and you get a red envelope.
Oh.
With money.
Oh. New Year. Year of the rabbit. Okay.
Yeah. This year is the year of rabbit. And so, so the night before, it's almost like a Christmas that you hide a Christmas present until the morning of Christmas, right? And then kids will go open the box to see what the present.
Oh.
And then for the Chinese New Year, the kids will go around, uncle's home and grandparents' home, and then wish them Happy New Year, and they will receive an envelope. And actually, it's money-making for the youngsters all year round. It's the only time they make money. And some kids can get really rich.
Oh, wow. Especially...
The favorite thing for the youngsters for Chinese New Year, wish elders Happy New Year and get red envelopes with money.
With a red envelope. And I could see how they could get rich because I'm looking here and it says on the website ChineseNewYear.net, it says, how long is Chinese New Year? It says 16 days. Celebrations last up to 16 days, but only the first 7 days are considered a public holiday, January 22nd through the 29th. Wow, did not know that. Wow.
But in China, typical is a month-long event. It's not because a lot of companies will close their business early, and then allow their employees to return to their hometown to celebrate the Chinese New Year with their the family, the whole clan. Normally in their hometown. So in China, Chinese New Year also means a mass migration. 1 billion people move around during these 30 days.
Did you say 1 billion or 1 million?
1 billion, yes.
With a B.
1 billion.
Wow.
With a B.
Wow.
So in China, all the train stations, all the trains, the flights, you need to book your tickets early. Otherwise, you do not get a chance to go home.
Wow.
I remember in 1988, I went to college in 1998. I went to Canton, which is Guangzhou, which is near Hong Kong, for winter vacation. And then I tried to get back to my parents' home before Chinese New Year. There was no ticket. They have to add an extra train, which is not regular train. So they have to add stop. And it took me, I think, probably 3 days to get home on train. Because our train is not a regular train.
Oh.
It's out of schedule. We have to let other scheduled trains to pass.
Oh.
So it took me 66 hours to get home.
That's one state to another?
It's more like from Florida to Boston.
Oh.
It took me 66 hours.
Wow. That's like 3-4 days. Almost 3 days.
But you can see the determination of Chinese to go back to their home and during this holiday. It's so important. And then on Chinese media, you see all the content of how the kids visiting their parents. The parents are so excited because normally the kids a very moving, very touching moment when they come to visit their parents during this special holiday.
Wow. Had no idea. I had no idea that it was a month long. I know about Chinese New Year. We hear about it all the time on the news, but I had no idea that it lasts a month. Wow.
Yes, because in China it's as big as the United States. And then, in the United States, maybe half of the country is in plains. But in China, only a third of the country is in plains. The rest is mountains. So the travel is very difficult.
Did you say the more people are in the mountains?
Yeah, a lot of people live in the villages, in the mountains.
With off the grid.
A lot of, that's why China has a huge poverty problem, because a huge portion of the population live in the mountains, off the grid for a long time. But in the past 10 years, the government, took a special effort, did a campaign called Poverty Alleviation, to live, I think 600 million or 800 million people out of extreme poverty, because all those people live pretty much off the grid. There is very little electricity. For them to get to a big city, probably have to walk 2 days or 3 days.
Wow.
I can show you a clip of a situation. The village, the kids from a village to go to school, they have to climb up and down of 16 feet tall cliffs to go to school, elementary school.
You know what? I saw something like that on, I've been watching a variety of international films. And I saw that. I don't remember the name, but it was a Chinese movie. What? Wait. Remember the last time we talked? Go Back to China. Was that the name of the movie?
Yeah.
And I saw these little Oriental girls, these little Chinese girls, and they are doing exactly, they came a very long way. And they had their little skirts on, and they're climbing over fences and going up mountains. And I was like, wow, and this is daily to go to school?
Yeah, now the school, the government set up many boarding schools just so the kids don't have to go through that kind of a treacherous commute.
Yeah, because that is definitely treacherous. Good Lord. So their commute to school will be much better than what it was before.
Well, they will do only like a weekend commute rather than daily commute.
Oh.
They either do a weekend commute or like a monthly commute.
Oh. Okay.
So they will go to like a boarding school, so the room and board are provided.
Okay.
At the school, so they don't have to go to this treacherous road to school. Yeah, this is a story like how Chinese kids live in those remote areas go to school.
Wow, that is awesome. And you look at children here who complain about anything and everything, and it's like you don't have to walk forever to get to school. But then the question remains, when they get to school, what type of books and teachers do they have? Do they have good books? Do they have teachers in abundance? How does that work?
I think that China has a policy. They will, because, China's a socialist system, so they will allocate resources to those schools. For example, they will borrow teachers from like Shanghai, Beijing, those areas, good schools, and have them volunteer to teach in the remote village.
Oh, okay.
So kind of even out, try to make an effort to try the best to even out the access quality education.
Oh, okay. So they bring in teachers from other areas. Okay. Well, I wonder if they do that here in America.
No, because in America, the teachers are financed by local tax revenue, so they will not be able to do that.
Oh.
But in China, the schools are financed by the government. Not only schooling, also on development of underdeveloped area in China. You know, the whole poverty alleviation program is actually to take resources from the coastal area, which is more wealthy, to the, you know, the west part of China, which is less developed. So, and they pair up, you know, a big company with a small company, big rich company in the east coast with a small and poor area, like some village in the west of China, like Xinjiang.
Oh.
So they will provide, you know, teachers, they provide doctors, they provide investment, they provide know-how to get the underdeveloped area more access to what would be only available in the east part of China.
Okay, wow. We just got her story lesson this morning on China. Wow, thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Had no idea. See, that's why I love this show, the platform, the Female Solution, because I always learn something new. Now, how does that move into why, especially Americans, need to learn Chinese? Because we shop all the time. Is that the reason why?
Yeah, I think that, you know, you see right now most of products are made in China. And even though some are assembled in the Southeast Asia, like Vietnam, Thailand, or Bangladesh,
mm-hmm.
but the main material are actually manufactured in China. You know, right now, do you know the, I don't know if you know a new Chinese e-commerce company called Temu?
Yes, I see it all the time, yes.
Okay. That's a Chinese company, and then they are beating Amazon. And what this company does is they have an inventory of some very low price products and sell very cheap, and then are undercutting Amazon.
Oh.
You know, a lot of times, the product itself is in Amazon, like
mm-hmm.
the American brand. The quality, everything is made in China. Actually, the manufacturing cost is only 10% of the retail price. The American companies take 90% of the profit.
Wow.
Because their royalty on their brand and design, or their marketing expenses, all of those things that, you know, the American consumer will pay 90% free.
Wow.
Okay.
And the shipping is included in that too, I'm sure, because it costs to ship from China to the U.S.
Well, they have warehouse here, so it will be shipped from China. So they just bring in bulk.
Oh.
But if you know Chinese, you can go to China to find those products yourself and sell into your own community.
Wow.
See, this way, I mean, you know, I think for American young people, like, you know, especially black youth, because right now recently I'm working with some foundation to work on this issue, is to increase the, I will not say employment opportunity, as I, you know, a lot of employment is almost a slave labor.
Ooh.
You don't get paid that allows you to afford a decent living. You know, you can't, if your job don't pay you enough money to rent an apartment,
yes,
and you know,
live,
and then food, all of those, a living wage, then that's slave labor.
That is slave labor.
So I don't think it, you know, the people today should do that.
Wow, that is eye-opening.
So one thing they can do is actually do like Temu and Amazon
mm-hmm.
sell those products themselves to the community, because when you're talking about there's no investment, and in a meaningful way to make a living.
Mm.
And then I think the good skills that a black kid have, and more than other kids, their social skills and they can sell everything. You know, if they can sell drugs, that means they can sell everything.
Wow, yes,
so we
they
let
can.
Them sell things that actually don't get them to jail.
Right, right.
That's what I call it about digital entrepreneurship.
Ah, I love that. We have got to get our children involved in digital entrepreneurship.
And, you know, we do work with the Amazon model, the Temu model is selling the product that manufacturers either, you know, manufacturer price, not retail price. Sell them, you know, not a retail price.
Okay.
Because what is sold here is retail price.
Okay. I'm looking at our comments. Someone said, Susan Essentials, Jody Susan of our Tuesday morning self-care said, I cannot see Zoe's face.
You know, I'm so sorry because in the morning I have to take my son to school.
Uh-huh.
And that's
And she froze. Now we know why. But at least Viata says... Grand Rising, glad I found you. I'm glad you found us, too, because Zoe is out and about right about now. There she is.
Yeah, so I'm driving to my son's store right now.
That's
so
okay.
She asked me about it.
That's okay. It's so funny. The first time we did part one, I was in the car, and this time you're in the car. We reversed roles this morning. That is too funny.
Well, you know, because... that's career woman, and motherhood is a full-time career.
Yes, yes, it is a full-time career that never stops, even when the child grows up and goes on. So thank you for taking us with you this morning, and please continue to look at the road and not up. You don't have to look at me. I know you're there. Just you look full speed ahead because you're driving. You're not sitting like I was. I could sit and talk and look to you, but we want no nothing but clear, straight ahead travel this morning. So,
I'm going to
you got it situated there. And just in case you just tuned in, there she goes, looking beautiful this morning, just looking gorgeous, just driving down the expressway this morning. If you just tuned in, at the wheel and driving very safely, we are greatly appreciative of Ms. Zoe Mox, an entrepreneur businesswoman who is teaching our youth Chinese and why we need to learn Chinese, because it can be very beneficial in more of the ways than one, especially for careers for our youth. Because in America, we have a tendency to be a little lazy on the lazy side when it comes to speaking another language. Viata talked about that last night on her show on Soul Purpose Healing, which airs Sundays at 7 until 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, and also her show Friday on 7 until 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. But that's important, that our youth don't become lazy like we have and we haven't learned another language. So we're going to talk more to Zoe when we come back from our commercial break. And if you want to join the conversation and ask her questions, feel free to do so. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak, and we'll take your call. But right now, let's go to...
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Are you ready to learn some quick techniques on how to de-stress immediately? A free 30-minute consultation with Zelda Speak, the Mindfulness Stress Relief Coach, at higherlearningnetwork.org. Thanks for sharing.
What happens when a group of people are kidnapped from their homes, smuggled away in chains, and held captive in a foreign land where they are tortured, raped, and forced to perform hard labor by the lash of a whip and under the constant threat of death? Slavery, the African-American psychic trauma. What happened to the doctors, writers, scientists, builders, educators, and spiritual leaders from Africa's golden age? Who did they really capture and sell into slavery? Are all African Americans suffering from psychic trauma because of a conspiracy to hide their true identities? Do you have psychic trauma? Take the test on page 22 of the book and see. Order it online today at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. And get your personally autographed copy of the book, Slavery, the African American Psychic Trauma.
Joining us back here on The Female Solution, I'm your host, Zelda Speaks. Welcome to Monday. Oops, I need to open my mic, don't I? Welcome back to Monday Morning Mindfulness. We're joined by entrepreneur businesswoman Zoe Ma, and she is telling us first-hand information, what you need to know, why you need to learn the Chinese. And before we went to break, Zoe, I had no idea that the website Temu, T-E-M-U, Temu, Temu, how do you pronounce it? Can you hear
me? Yeah, I think it's, it's T-E-M-U,
Temu.
Yeah, Temu. But in Chinese, it's a different name, but I think in the English name, it's Temu.
Oh, do you know what it's called in Chinese?
In Chinese,
Pinduoduo?
Yeah, it's actually a model of, I think it's similar to Groupon.
Okay, Zoe, the phone is really tight on your face. Yeah, bring it back just a little bit. There you go. Look, we love your pretty red lips, but we want to see your whole face.
Thank you.
I love the fact that you are enlightening us, because I see those commercials, and the first thing that comes to my mind is fraud. And I'm like, how can they offer something so inexpensive that everybody wants, and it doesn't cost the arm and a leg like it does on Amazon or wherever?
Because the manufacturer cost in China is only 10% of the whole retail price. And what Temu is trying to bring to you is at the manufacturer cost with a very slim profit margin.
Ah, so that's why we pay so much for it.
You pay for the brand, and you pay for maybe the experience of shopping at some retail store. But because right now the economy is going digital, it just eliminates the cost of, renting a store space and employment of, salespeople.
Yeah, you don't have that issue anymore, so you don't have that overhead, not issue, but you don't have that overhead anymore, so you can afford to sell dirt cheap.
Yes, and then the model, I think it's Tmall probably gave you idea that how much its manufacture costs in China. And then, so you know, so everybody, if they can go to China and source those products at that kind of cost, they can bring back and sell in the United States. Everybody can do it. With the digital economy, it just, the overhead of running a business is hugely reduced.
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody can be their own store on social media just by phone. A phone is a store.
Okay. Now, what would...
Go ahead.
Now, you said that Americans could go there and buy in bulk and ship it back here. Now, and you also said that the Temu, the company like Groupon, they have a warehouse. Would an individual need to get a warehouse or rent storage, or if they have a big house or an apartment, they find someone? How does that work? Would they need storage if they're buying?
No, I think that there are some companies that in the United States can do drop shipping. So it's more, I mean, what I try to do is actually bring, maybe build a drop shopping center in Chicago area that actually can help have, you know, all the goods are already in the Chicago area and have people who want to sell in Chicago area just ship directly from a warehouse in Chicago and sell, you know, in the Chicago land.
Say that again.
Merchandising marketing model called drop shipping.
Yes, I've heard of drop shipping.
Yeah.
Okay, so how would one, I guess they would have to Google it to find out how to do drop shipping?
Yeah, so I think what I would like to do is bring all the those information to the young kids, like young adults, and give them another way to make a decent living, be their own boss.
Okay.
And I think my success in the United States is not because I have two, you know, master's degree. It's more because I'm willing to forego the kind of a safety net of a regular paycheck and be my take the risk to do my own thing, be my own boss.
Mm.
And that's why I can retire now. So being entrepreneur, you don't have to have a very, you know, high academic degree. You just need to be street smart.
Ah.
And I feel the you know, inner city kids have very good sense of street smart.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. So we should capitalize when they are good at it and turn that into an asset rather than a liability.
Turn it into an asset rather than a liability. Now, is that something that can be done online, or does that have to be in person? Can
oh,
that
you
be
can
virtual?
Do it online. And, you know, actually, there's a lot of programs on YouTube about, you know, doing the digital marketing. I think people can go on YouTube. But my other proposal that is in the work right now is we are actually working with a foundation. I think I just talked to you about it a couple days ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's a British House of Hope out of
on
the website.
A House of Hope?
Yeah. I can get the information later.
Okay.
Because we have, you know, access in of a property in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
And it used to be a motel, and we converted it into assisted living. And now we are not doing anything with this. What we are proposing is to make a retreat center for inner city kids.
Ah.
And
Uh-oh, just lost Zoe. She's driving, so she'll be back. I like that idea. There she is. Okay. We got you, Zoe.
Okay, so that's, we are just working with some organizations to hopefully take back that property. And then yesterday I visited some church in the west side, and we kind of brought the ideas for the church.
We can't see your face, Zoe. We can't see your face. There you go. Yeah, back it up just a little bit. Okay, much better.
Yeah, so we are working with churches in across the city, and then to have young people to go there as a summer camp.
Ah.
Or just a regular retreat, like a weekend retreat, to take the kids out of the city. And then we can have a garden, a petting zoo, or whatever we can do. It's about it's a building with almost 30 rooms and on a 30-acre land. So they can go fishing. There's summertime, they can go kayaking. There's many things to do.
Okay. And that's,
so that's
go ahead.
And then we can make it that into a training program, too, for kids to learn those skills.
And those skills will come in handy any day, every day, all day, if you have what it takes to be an entrepreneur. Our executive producer, Naima Latif, who is an entrepreneur, says, Grand Rising, ni hao.
Ni hao.
And what does ni hao mean?
Ni hao means hello in Chinese.
Hello in Chinese. That is part of the female solution intro. We speak to all the different languages in the intro, so thank you, Naima. Yes, thank you, Naima, for showing our audience how to say good morning, Grand Rising, in Chinese. Ni hao. Yes, she says that on the introduction.
I'm so glad to hear that.
Yes. I mean, it's always there, and when we go to commercial break so you can hear it, I'll play it again, because, or is that in the outro? I think it's in the closing. It's not in the opening. Let me know if I'm right, Naima. If you just joined in, it is 8:14 here in the U.S. on the Female Solution and the Higher Learning Network TV show. And our guest today is Why You Need to Learn Chinese Part 2 with Zoe Ma. So if you didn't see the first show, you can go back and see it. I think it was last month. And you'll see why you need to learn Chinese Part 1. And it's so funny. I was in the car and walking down the street at that time. And now Zoe's in the cup. Move around with Deborah says, Ni hao, what is the area where the proposed retreat is?
It's about 4 hours away from Chicago, just about less than an hour from north of Green Bay. If you go, it's on the way to UP. You pass, if you drive, you're going to UP, you are going to pass my our province.
What's UP?
Upper Peninsula.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
So in the winter time, you can go skiing. In the summertime, you
would love to.
We have about a 15-seat river frontage. It is a resort area for normally Wisconsin people.
Okay.
Not many people from Illinois go there, but it's still, like, I remember I rented that property as a motel before we took it over to make it just a living. And then, you know, we have many guests from Illinois. Before it was a winter skiing route. Cross-country skiing route. But now there's not so many snow in over there anymore.
Okay.
But still, in summertime, it's beautiful. We're probably going to, you know, later we are developing the website with the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can see some pictures. And, yeah, it's very pretty.
Okay. Okay. Deborah says, move around with Deborah, our third Saturday host from 12 noon until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, says, how close to opening is the opening? If that makes sense.
We are working on our logistics. We probably will have to get some donations for bunk bags to put in the each of the rooms.
Mm-hmm.
So we are hoping to do it in the summer, this summer. We are working with the churches to have kids. It doesn't matter if they are part of the church or not.
Okay.
They can always come.
All right.
We just want to give inner city kids a chance to be out of the city.
Yes. Because it's really sad that, I hate to say it, but a lot of times our children never see past the four blocks that they live in. I did not have that experience as a child. I remember the one time I had to go downtown, and I was so afraid to go. We lived on State Street. We lived on South State Street in the Stateway Gardens Project, and all I had to do was catch the bus downtown to, what was it, Washington or Madison or something like that, to go get a birth certificate. And I was petrified. So I can imagine what children are feeling when they have to leave their community, and they have to go alone, because I have to go alone. So this is awesome for that. Naima Latif, it says, in the opening, we give a greeting in all the languages, and in the closing, we say thank you in all the languages. So that she cleared that up. Thank you for clearing that up, Naima. So it is 8:17. That is awesome. If you just tuned in and you'd like to ask Zoe some questions, 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak. If you're watching us online, you can watch on our YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show, as well as our Facebook channel, Higher Learning TV Show. And we'll take your questions, because I'm not sure if Zoe is going to be here with us until 9 or not.
Yeah, I can be there.
Okay.
I will be there.
Okay.
And you're not. I only get a chance to be on the show once a month, or every so often. I love to take questions, because see, the reason I'm so happy you invite me to be on your show is because I feel there's a communication gap between Chinese Americans and African Americans.
Mm.
And that the God's purpose is for people like me, Chinese Christians, to work with Christians from other ethnic groups, and we build a one country as a God, right?
Right.
And that's my purpose. So,
okay.
And I would like to offer my personal experience to how to be financial independent.
Mm.
Because I came in 1994 with $40 in my pocket.
$40?
Yeah, $40 in my pocket. I do not have any family at the time. And I remember I start, working. I didn't even own a car. I had to borrow a beat-down car from my church to work with clients. Get clients. I got my first speeding ticket. Now, I don't think it's because I drove fast. It's more because I look like a poor people.
Oh.
So, but to be able to retire now, I believe 6 years old, something. And I just maintain my living standard as, simplistic. Then I don't have to work anymore.
Yeah.
And I want to show African Americans about those myths that you have to have generational wealth or you have the family support to be able to be living a kind of decent life. I want to dispel that myth, because my personal experience shows you do not need that to be where we are.
And they try to tell us otherwise.
Yeah, they are saying, mm-hmm. every one of us, we are all created by God. We are all equal. We are equally talented. We just, you know, some people are just given less opportunity and given wrong information.
Oh, we get lots of wrong information.
So that's, I just feel like, you know, sometimes I ask God that, why God put me here, because, you know, I, you know, 29 years ago, I actually didn't want to come to the United States. Mm. I'm a more like accidental American.
Really?
Many times, I just feel like I'm so fed up with America, I just want to go back to China.
Really?
Yeah. I was very successful in China. You know, my living standard dropped when I came to the United States.
Oh.
And so...
And why is that?
Well, you know, I think America has broadcast itself as a land of opportunity, land of gold.
Yes.
But, you know, I came to graduate school at UIT, and what's around UIT is the project.
Ah.
And it's like a rude awakening. I say, wait a minute, those people living like in concentration camps.
Ooh.
You know, because China, as a, you know, in the 90s, we are not as rich as, China was not as rich as it today. But I think the whole society is much more friendly to each other, and no ethnic groups are marginalized. Me, growing up as a Chinese Muslim, you know, my parents are Chinese Muslim.
Really?
And, yeah, it's like the Uyghurs. You hear about the Uyghurs all the time, right? Now, our group used to be the largest Muslim group in China. I think in the 80s, we are already 6 million. I think right now we are about 10 million, okay? So 10 million, we call it Hui Muslim in China. And the Uyghurs, they used to be half of our size. Now they are more than us. They are also in 10 million, but they are a little bit more than us. Just thinking, you know, when you hear the American media about the genocide of Uyghurs, how can they be genocide when their population doubled and surpassed our group? What kind of logic is that?
To keep us in bondage as far as our thinking is concerned, because they want us to think a certain way, just like we think a certain way about the motherland. It's like, you don't want to go to Africa because it's dirt poor over there. No, it's not. It's filthy rich over there. They want you to keep that money here in the States.
Exactly. That they actually they want to shift your view. You know, the very first book I came to, I didn't read it, but my roommate, who was a Cuban-American, recommended this book called Manufacturer of Consent.
Manufacturer of Cassette?
Consent.
Oh, Manufacturer of Consent, okay.
Manufacturer of Consent by Noam Chomsky. Because I don't even need to read it and to understand what, because the media in America is to shape your view
yes.
in a certain way.
Yes.
It was never about telling the truth. They use a selective truth to shape your view.
Yes.
Before it was a selective truth, but now it's totally fabrication of lies to shape your view.
Yes. You are absolutely right.
Yeah, before I can still put up with the American media say, well, they are just they are not necessarily false news. They are just using selective facts to shape your view. But
mm-hmm.
now they are fabricating out of nothing.
You say out of nothing?
Yes.
Out of thin air. It's like whatever they tell us, we're supposed to believe it. You know, just sit in front of the TV, 2579-2232, Fox, NBC, all of them. Just sit there and absorb all of this programming that they have designed for
propaganda.
You. All of them. Every last one.
They are propaganda. They want you to believe in things that is not true.
Right.
But they bombard you with it. Because so the only way you can tell if they are lying or not is by going to another white people's view of the world. So what we, as you know, we coming from different backgrounds, like for you, the truth about Africa, for me, the truth is about China. China is almost like, I would say, China is more my, you know, male home. America is my married home, you know?
Oh, okay.
I love both of them. But I cannot put up with any smear campaign of my maiden home. If it's, you know, if their things are not correct, but no society is perfect.
Right.
I think they've been doing the same thing about Africa.
Right.
Yesterday I was watching about, on YouTube about a program talking about the relationship with Africa and China.
Mm-hmm.
And the people from on that the panel say, you know, the view about Africa in China are more positive than the news about Africa in America. I think in China there's many news about Africa.
Right.
But those news are more positive than the way America is talking news about Africa.
Okay. You know what, I need to say this before I forget it, Zoe. 20, 30 years ago, I had a chance to go to leave this country the first time, and I went to, I think it was East Africa. And the stories, let me back up here. I'm in an African country, and I get there, and I see all these Chinese people, and I'm thinking, what's going on here? Then I come to find out that the resort is owned by Chinese. And I'm thinking, how is that possible in Africa? Can you explain that? I was so shocked.
Okay. You see, maybe one thing I can tell you and then explain the Chinese mentality. I'm not saying all Chinese mentality, but the official of China about the world. So if you go to China, go to Beijing.
Oh.
You know Tiananmen Square is almost the symbol of, you know, China, the Tiananmen Square.
Mm-hmm.
And then in front of the Tiananmen Square, that's the entrance to the old palace, the Forbidden City. So they have this gate, you know, a gate with a wall. So on the wall, there's a picture of Chairman Mao. Okay.
Okay.
And on each side, there's a banner on each side.
Okay.
And has the words on it. On the left says "Long Live of Chinese People." Okay. On the right side is "Long Live of the Unity of the World."
Oh. Okay.
So the people of the world, they are celebrating the unity of the world of people, you know, population all over the world.
So,
and that's the Chinese. This is here the name CCP's view of the world. In China, back in the 60s and 70s. Even though China was poor, China helped finance and build the railway in Tanzania.
Oh.
Even though China was poor, at the time I was in college, from 1987 to 1991, the university next to mine has a program that trains Africans from Tanzania and some other African countries. Those students came to China's government scholarship. And they live in the dorm better than the Chinese college students that I was. We were mad. There was a riot because we were angry at our government. Why the Chinese government will give a better financial support to African students in China than to us?
Wow. Hmm. That makes you think. Okay. Well, think
because
of it.
China community of third world countries.
Wow.
China will help the third world countries.
Wow. Had no idea.
Because the white media will not let you to see that.
Mm. Want to keep it hid. All righty, it's 8:31. We got to take our last commercial break. If you got questions, you want to call in 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. When we come back, we'll open up the phone lines.
I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio Hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these voices of enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On-air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insights, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul, whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
TV show, which airs Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19. Be sure and download the app, cantv.org, and you can watch it streaming live on your cell phone. And we have got a few comments here. Zoe, let's see what they have to say. I do believe, comments, is China's perspective. Deborah, Move Around with Deborah, says, is it China's perspective to have a presence in the world or own the world, or is Mao Tse-Young's vision to control the world? Good question, Deborah.
Okay. I think let's look at the history. Chinese history dates back about 12,000 years.
12,000 years, wow.
China, you know, and we are talking about the Han, which is the main ethnic group of China, which is 94% of Chinese are Han. I'm not a Han, I'm a Wei, so I'm not a typical Chinese. But Chinese civilization, never a civilization of colonization and invasion. In China, even before 1840s, Chinese economy was number one, had been number one in the world for millennium. For several thousand years, China had the highest GDP in the world. Never invade any country. China has 55 ethnic groups. You never heard the Chinese ethnic group has a racial riot, especially in the, you know, under the communist, you know, Mao Zedong system. Because in China, the ethnic groups are VIP.
Oh.
Because they are 4% of the population. Most of them are living in the mountains. They help the CCP, the communist, gain China, especially during the time the CCP troops were being chased out by the official government at the, in the 30s. The Chinese, the government policy always giving favorable policy towards ethnic groups. So in China, Chinese and minorities called VIP. Totally opposite of what is going on in the United States.
Okay.
And almost in any other country that Chinese minority has the highest standing in the society. Unless you try to split the country with outside support. Okay? That will become, you know, in China we always value unity.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody who wants to disrupt the unity are enemy of the state.
Oh.
So as a Chinese temperament, Chinese culture is never about invading another country or control another country.
Hmm.
So what is the fear in the United States? It's totally manufactured. What I see is, to me, as a Christian, you know, before, you know, I was one of those college students protesting against government in 1989. When you hear about this Tiananmen Square massacre, which is totally fabrication, it never happened.
Mm.
But at that time, we, you know, tens of thousands of college students from all over China went to Beijing to protest against government corruption, which is the same kind of corruption is legalized in the United States, but in China it's not legal.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay? And but China has dealing with the corruption, bureaucracy head on in the past, especially last 10 years. The Chinese model, you know, for a long time, because, you know, the movement in the 1989 was actually not in a favorable condition, and that was the reason I came to the United States, because I grew up in the ideology of the socialism, that we are all equal, and we should have equal resources in the society. And we protest against the government because we believe at the time that government monopolized resources at the expense of working class.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to the main thing to protest is anti-corruption, anti kind of the insider, almost like insider trading of commodities. Like what Pelosi been doing all along. Okay?
Yes.
And then, but now in the past 10 years, the average life of ordinary Chinese citizens improved dramatically, worse than ever in the whole thousand years of history. Chinese, you know, China has a middle class larger than the whole population of America.
Say that again.
The size of Chinese middle class that has almost come from nowhere in the past 10 years is larger than the whole population of the United States.
Really?
Yes. Yes. The Chinese middle class is larger than the United States population.
Wow. And there are how many billions of people in China as opposed to how many people are in America?
China has 1.4 billion. And the 400,000 are the 1.4 billion are middle class. And the United States is 350 million.
Wow. How is that possible? We ask ourselves.
And this is the word, you know, I think, you know, the guy, Jack Ma said in Alibaba,
uh-huh.
You know what he said? Okay? He said, since China entered WTO, United States and China both benefited from it. China built a large middle size or middle class. America spent all the money on Afghanistan, Iraq, on the war. We make China and the U.S. make the same amount of money.
Oh, really? Really?
What Trump wants you to see, you know, China steal their jobs and blah, blah, blah. No. U.S., I think, spent what? $2 trillion or $20 trillion in the war in Afghanistan alone.
Wow. That's a lot. Wow. We are so, that's why I'm so excited to have you on the show again. You need to come on regularly to talk, so thank you for coming back. We can have you here regularly because we need an international perspective. We are so dumbed down in America because we listen to all those stations that tell us what they tell us because it's part of that I learned on Viata's show, which airs on Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. What did she call the something project? I got to look it up. It's I'm going to Google it right now. It's a project that was designed by the CIA in programming. That's it right there. CIA programming on Operation Mockingbird. That's what it is. Operation Mockingbird. We have been so what program is the word to use for it? Of what they want us to think. And the thinking that we're doing is not of our own. This is it right here. Don't believe me. Don't believe nothing I'm saying. Go to Google and type in this word right here. Operation Mockingbird. This article is about the alleged CIA program to influence the press for the CIA tapping operation Project Mockingbird, yada, yada, yada. But it's a large-scale program in the early years to instruct the American news media organizations for propaganda. And it worked. It's still working. We believe everything that we hear. You have people who sit and watch television 24/7 because they're news junkies, and they're proud to say it. And I'm not here to talk about anybody. It's just to make you aware of how what you think, why you think the way you think, because you've been programmed. And that's why we have Zoe Ma here to give us another international perspective, because everything you read and listen to is not for your best interest. It's for the best interest of those who maintain the country.
So that's why another country. So, you know, of course, English is an international language. If you go to China, you will find enough Chinese speak English
mm-hmm.
and to get by. Just but you always you get it's already select the few. Those who learn English have exposure to English. They are not typical Chinese.
Mm.
Learn about my mom's past.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't speak English, and she's from. You know, she was born. Think about this. She was born at the time China was not a communism.
Was not.
No.
Okay.
Because the communists took the power. They gained power in 1949. My mom was born 1942. Mm. And she remembered the poverty that she lived through. She had three older sisters that did not go to school because of poverty. The reason she couldn't go to school at age of 10 is because she was because the Communist Party took over the government, and they mandate kids to go to school regardless you are rich or poor.
They want their children to learn and to read
and, then just
and to exist.
Everybody says CCP is so bad, but think about it. The life expectancy of Chinese before CCP in 1949 was 35 years old. My grandpa passed away at age of 39.
What?
Just thinking a country with a population life expectancy of 35 years old.
Wow.
And then in 30 years, the CCP, the evil CCP, increased the life expectancy of Chinese population to 70 years old in 30 years.
How is that possible?
What the CCP does, they are very good at solving problems. They try different ways. They may have a way that actually fails. You know, many things they fail. But then they correct themselves and find another way. They are very practical. And that's what we have China today.
Mm.
And my mom, she never imagined, you know, when she went to school, at that time she went to school wearing with no soul, barefooting. Now she can retire with her own apartment, I mean, her own condo, with, you know, pension, healthcare. She doesn't want to come to the United States. She likes even China. Chinese seniors love China.
And why is
and
that? Taiwan and made a deal with the leaders there.
No, because China, you know, the reason that there was a civil war after the Japanese invasion and their surrender in 1945, and then China went to civil war between the communists and the government of Taiwan currently. And because the government, the official international recognized government of China, which is the one
the WHO administration, the Social Security.
That, you know, so Taiwan is called KFP. The Beijing one is called CCP, and then the one in Taiwan is called KMP.
Okay.
The nationalist.
Okay.
And then, so they occupied the U.S. security until 1971. Because of who? Because of the United States.
Ah.
There's an issue of Taiwan as different, the perception that Taiwan is not part of China. It's a product of the United States interference. They created Taiwan issue. They stopped the communists unite the country. Taiwan was part of China between 1945 to 1949. After the government right now is in Taiwan. KMP.
Wow.
But they lost the war because thinking about that government caused the life expectancy of Chinese at 35 years old. Why the Chinese population will support that government?
Wow. And
they overthrew the government.
They want to be, U.S. wants to be in control of pretty much everything.
Yeah. Taiwan is a colony of the United States, not by name, but by everything else.
Wow, I did not know that.
Taiwan?
Yes, Taiwan. My husband is like, what did she say? Yes. Repeat that again in case somebody else missed it too. Say that again, Zoe.
Taiwan is U.S. colony without by name, but everywhere else, Taiwan is colony of the United States.
The colonizers are still at work. They have
they
have never stopped their work.
No.
Wow. So does that mean that you can go to Taiwan without
passport?
A passport? Is
okay,
it kind of
so,
like the U.S. Virgin Islands or...
The Constitution of Taiwan still considers China as theirs. And their map of their country is bigger than the island, also includes the country of Mongolia.
Oh, my goodness. We are getting a history lesson here. I want to let us be joined by our executive producer, Naima Latif. I'm not sure if you met her before last time, but she has joined us this morning. Naima Latif!
Hi.
Come on.
Hi.
Wait a minute.
Ni hao.
Wait a minute, Naima. Tony's standing up here.
Naima.
She's the executive producer of the show, and she always has questions that just wake up all of my senses. And we do an after show at 9 o'clock, and we got like 3 more minutes before this show goes off. But in case she had any questions, I wanted her to ask you before you leave, because I don't know if you have to leave exactly at 9.
Yeah, I'm fine. Retired, so I can do whatever I want.
Yes, you can.
I want.
Yes, you can.
I just drop off my son off at the school, then I'm all fine.
Free.
Wonderful. Well, this should be an interesting after show. I look forward to this. I had no idea what you just told us. I mean, the information that you are sharing is simply phenomenal. Somebody has a window open with something because I'm getting a little feedback. You got another window open, Naima? And before we go, I do apologize for our listening and viewing audience. I did forget to mention, I was so excited to have Zoe back on, I forgot to mention to tell you all about the homeless project on the Higher Learning Network, where we assist the homeless in finding whatever it is that they need. Our mission lately has been food and heat. And if you go to our YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show, I wonder, is there anything like this in China, Zoe, but this is the one that I did just this last Saturday. I got there, and they were having a prayer, but you can go to our YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show, and see what's going on. This is at Tent City, where we go every week. Tent City is on Des Plaines Avenue between Roosevelt Road and Des Plaines. Taylor, I'm sorry. It's on Des Plaines between Roosevelt and Taylor. It's right next to the garbage, to the gas station, next to the gas station. So you can go to the channel and see that on your own. I won't, because this one is very long. It's usually only like a minute or two, but this one is like 12, 13, 14, 15 minutes long. So you can go there and see that on yourself. But go to our Instagram page. That is the hln.homeless.project. So you can see that there. So just wanted to share that with you. Is there a lot of homelessness in China? Oops, it's 8:57. Hold that thought. I've got to go back and play. So, Zoe, so you can hear our closing. I need to close something down, Naeem. I keep hearing, we got questions, too. Thank you so much for calling. We're going to take your questions. Press 1 right now, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak, and we're going to take your calls. But, Zoe, I want you to pay attention to the closing so you can hear the languages. So just hold on. We'll be right back.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naeemalatif.com. That's www.naeemalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Xiexie. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsahamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, medasi. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, ngiyabonga. Senegal, jeret. Kenya, asante. Israel, toda. Pakistan, shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur. Saudi Arabia, shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
Live in the after show, which begins at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time here on the Female Solution and on the Higher Learning Network TV show. First thing we need to do is get these people off a hold. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak as we go to the phone line. 773-450. You're live on the Female Solution. Grand Rising, what's your name? Where are you calling from? And what's your comment?
Grand Rising's on. Obadiah. Love
Hi, Obadiah. Thank you for calling this morning.
Yes, yeah, awesome. You know, it's just no big surprise with America. They would do anything, you know. So what I'm only just wondering is why don't we come up with a different plan?
We are coming up with a different plan. That's why we have Zoe on the line this morning, because not only is she giving us history, her story of what's going on in the world as it relates to China and how it can be beneficial to help Americans. So we are in the process of doing something about it. So thank you so very much for making that comment, Obadiah.
I sure appreciate it, because, you know, come on, Zelda. It takes 1,000 people with $100. You get $100,000 out of that. All it takes is unity. Where is the unity, man? It's all this all out for self is not helping nobody. Let's try to do it as collective, all right? We us now. Appreciate you.
All right. Thank you so much, Obadiah. Always calling. Thank you for our regular listeners who call in and chime in and share pertinent information. We think, yeah, he's got a good point there. If everyone gave $100 for the collective, and I'm not saying that I'm going to collect it. I'm not doing any of that. I'm just saying that was a great suggestion. I don't want anybody to get that misconstrued. That's an excellent idea. Let's take another call, 336-350. You're live on the Female Solution, Grand Rising. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And what's your comment as it relates to why you need to learn Chinese with Zoe Ma on the after show?
I'm listening.
Hi, who's this?
This is Mama AZ. I'm listening.
Oh, hi, Mama AZ. Oh, was your hand raised? Are you okay?
It was. No, I'm not feeling my best. I'm just listening.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you feel free to text Naima if you want to speak. Mama AZ is a regular listener on the Female Solution in the Higher Learning Network, and Mama AZ has had lots of health challenges. And I see Karen there in the back room. Karen, you can come back at 10 because we're still in the after show now. You can stay here, but I can't bring you in until 10. But anyway, I think that's it's important. What Zoe said earlier is how seniors are worshipped in China. And how in America, it's like, just kick us to the curb. We're not important. We've outlived our worth of working in corporate America, so it's like, well, we don't need you now, so we'll put you in a senior citizen home and just wait for you to drop dead.
Yeah, that is a reflection of the values that we've allowed to be a part of our culture.
Mm-hmm.
Many of us are coming from cultures where elders were valued. You know, African cultures, the elders are highly valued for their wisdom, and you know, indigenous cultures highly valued for their wisdom. So we've allowed the American culture to evolve into a place where age is seen as a burden. And, you know, unfortunately, a lot of American culture evolved out of the history of enslavement of a people, whereas once you got old, if you couldn't work, then you were either sold away or left to die, value was only as far as you could labor.
Mm-hmm.
So that attitude translates into the workforce, where people are working and working and working, and then when you can no longer produce, you're cast away. And even now, a lot of seniors that are still in the workforce are finding themselves being edged out of jobs because it's an attitude that youth is valued, and once you get too old to work, then you don't have any value. So we have the power to change that. We have
anything
in our culture that is unloving, and we must do that. And we must learn other people's culture from their perspective. What we learn in America is propaganda.
Mm.
We learn to hear everybody.
Mm-hmm.
We learn that everybody is a potential enemy, so we have to arm ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a whole lot of fear about China because China is large and strong and has focused on creating industry that has spread worldwide. And so America, the American government and those that are in business positions, if they're not in harmony and doing business with China, then they are seeing China as a potential aggressive threat.
Correct.
And that's the mindset. When you don't think unity, you always think somebody is your enemy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But that's also something we can change. So I'm so glad are here and are helping us to see history from another point of view.
But it's not prevalent.
1%? Did you say 1%? Okay.
1%.
And people frown at eating dogs. It's like you eat a chicken, you eat a pig, you eat a cow. So what's the difference if you eat a dog or a cat? I don't get it.
Well, it's, you know, you can eat it. Well, just like my son, my brother, when he was little, he refused to eat chicken because he raised chicken as a pet.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And you know, when you know somebody personally, you can't eat them.
No.
Yeah. So the same thing is that for some people, it's a pet.
Oh.
For other people, it's a meal.
Okay, a pet or a meal. Which one am I going to do today? Am I going to pet you or am I going to chew you? I think I'll chew you.
There's only one ethnic group in China that actually eating dog is their meal. Chinese Koreans.
I never heard that term before.
Well, okay. The Korean cross-border to China becomes Chinese citizens, and since 1895, when Japan colonized the Korea Peninsula, and some Koreans left in Korea and migrated to China. That's the first wave of Koreans moving to China. The second wave is the Korean War.
Yeah.
And they migrate to China, become Chinese citizens.
Wow. Yeah.
You know, when I was in Korea, they took me to the Korean War Memorial Museum. And if I said this is the last time you're here, I'm sorry if I'm repeating myself. But they were showing us the whole history of the battle between China and Japan to control the Korean peninsula and how it's been going on for centuries because, you know, Korea is in like a strategic position. Is that still going on? Is that still part of, you know, the conflict between North and South Korea where North is the communist and South is not communist? And the two countries are kind of, one is backed by China and the other is backed by the United States. And so the United States is fighting China through Korea. Is that politics still going on or has things changed?
It's going on, but it's secondary because the battlefield right now is not in Korea. The war between China and the United States, the war zone is in Taiwan.
Oh.
Taiwan's going to be the second Ukraine.
Oh.
So wow. How do we stop that? How do we prevent that from happening since we know that that's the underlying thing about to happen?
I think that right now, you see, okay, Taiwan to China is almost like Puerto Rico to America.
Mm.
Okay?
Oh.
You don't want China to establish official relationship with Puerto Rico, right? There is a small group of people in Puerto Rico who want to build independence of Puerto Rico, right, from America.
Yeah.
Same thing is in Taiwan. There's a small group of Taiwanese want independence from China.
Mm.
But the majority of people living in Taiwan, they want their like Puerto Rican identity,
mm-hmm.
but not necessarily. I don't want to be American.
Mm.
You see?
Oh.
So just think about the history of Taiwan is very, very strange. Technically, my mom is a citizen of the government in Taiwan. Because he was born in 1942, before the communists took over China, the whole China, 95% of the land of China, except Taiwan. So my mom didn't move.
Wow.
But her country moved.
And she stayed.
Taiwan.
Oh my.
So you see, and the reason. My mom's birth country moved because of United States.
Wow.
So is it possible to have a global policy where if
a smaller country that's been attached to a larger company, this country decides they want to be independent, they can just be allowed to do so without, you know, bloodshed and everything. And by, okay, you'll be fine. You can be independent. That means you also, you're responsible for your own economy. We can trade with you, but you don't get any of our tax benefits because you're not part of this country. But if that's your choice, that's fine, if that's what the people elect to do. Isn't it possible to do that?
Well, the thinking is the constitution of Taiwan is one China.
Say that again.
The constitution of Taiwan is one China.
Well, there's one China, so they can't break away. Just like when the southern states decided they wanted to secede from
it's
the Union.
Same thing as the American Civil War.
Yeah. And no, you can't leave. You can't. Be separate and then have your own trade agreements going with Britain and France, and then you're rivaling us and we're all competing. So I think the big thing is competition in the marketplace and national security in terms of war, like who you're allied with.
I think the whole thing is white supremacy.
Well, we have the power to choose not to allow that to happen.
I vote for Biden, but Biden is a clouded white supremacist.
I've heard that before.
Patriotism.
I've heard that before.
Our interests.
We don't want another war over Taiwan because it's okay the world to have two different systems or three different systems. That's people's choice.
Right. People should be able to choose how they
want to
live.
And if the Chinese, like my mom.
Yeah.
My mom represents the majority of Chinese. The people in the 80s, they are the diehard supporters of current government. Because they went through the trauma that the old government inflicted on its population. Like, she lost her mom and dad when she was 5 years old.
Oh wow!
So they have a right to choose a government that they don't want their parents to die at 39 years old. And that's why, you know, the communists they are rapidly growing from the 35 in 12 years. The communists grow from only 10,000 troops. I think it's three or five million. And then control of China, we kick out the old government.
So what is the mindset of the younger generation, say maybe those under 40, or even under 30? What is their mindset about what they want for the future?
You know, the government as a whole, because my families in China are still working class, okay? Only me and my brother were kind of elite. We got the best education in the 90s for free. But unfortunately, both my brother and I left China. But my whole family were working class. They are still working class. And they are still very hopeful for a very good, a better China. Because they see the government is very radical. They see that the government is keeping their mission of making Chinese a better life, of giving ordinary Chinese a better life. And that's the government's, they know they are doing a very good job. They are not as ideologically the Chairman Mao. But they are not as capitalistic as Jiang Zemin.
Now, what about the awareness of some of the ecological concerns? Because I understand that because of the widespread industry, and I think China's producing coal, and it produces a lot of pollution in the air, which even drifts over to neighboring countries.
I think I can tell you, I think I will probably forward by subsidies made by a foreign minister, and he will be the UN representative, teacher. You know, China is the single country that actually caused the improvement of environment in the world right now. Yeah. China, you know, yeah, in the 10 years ago, China environment, so because there was rapid growth of economy, China's environment suffered, you know, greatly. But in the past 10 years, China is the main producer of solar energy.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And China, for like, actually reforests a land mass every year of a country of a Belgium. China is very green compared to the United States.
Wow. Yeah. That doesn't surprise me. That doesn't surprise
me. Because they don't want you to hear. So you need to go to China to see. That's
okay.
Why they go to another country and verify what you hear.
What kind of expenses are we talking about to take a trip to China and while you're there to find a manufacturer of some products that you would like to sell? Of course, her internet would go out at this point because these platforms don't want you to know of the options that you have available to you, especially if you're an American. You really need to get out of America and see the world.
But anyway, I think, you know, before the COVID, I took my girlfriend from graduate school, you know, she's from Oklahoma, and then we got a business flight to spend a week in China. The round trip was $350 to China. Well, and those deals will not come back anymore, but the trip to China is not as expensive as you imagine. But I think right now, because of China's kind of a restriction due to COVID, and China just started open up, so the flight ticket is still expensive. I think we have to wait a couple months, maybe end of the year or next year. I think the price will go down.
Wow.
But China, you know, as you can, if you, you know, okay, the big cities in China are as expensive as New York and L.A.
Hey, what's the value of the dollar there?
Right now, $1 equals $6.8 RMB. But the purchasing power of Chinese yuan is much more than a dollar. You know, the reason I want you guys, I want people to learn Chinese because you can live as, if you can speak Chinese, you can choose to live as ordinary Chinese, which is very affordable. You don't have to stay in the big cities and suffer from like a housing price like New York. You know, we can't, you know, our income will not survive New York housing price, right?
Yeah.
Same thing. If you know, if you make, I think, you know, if you for a senior with some limited income, you should be able to live a very good life in certain part of China or Southeast Asia or, you know, even Latin America. You don't have to stay in the United States.
But you don't know that if you've never left this country. That's why I said every American living and breathing needs to save up some money and leave this country, and your eyes will open to a whole new world because you have been fed information all of your life since birth on someone else's perspective. You need to go and see for yourself.
Right.
Well, you know, the world has two camps, okay? The white and non-white. Okay? So you need to go to Europe and America. It's a white world. Then you go to the other part of the world, which is non-white. You see, you know, I think it's a comparison. Only by comparison, you appreciate what you have. Otherwise, you always complain what you don't have.
And Americans are very good at that. We're very good at complaining about everything.
Well, yeah. One thing that I did notice that really made an impression on me. I had a layover in China, on my way back from Korea, and I had a chance to, like, walk the streets and see people and meet people and kind of experience, you know, a day of Chinese culture. But one thing that I did notice was the cleanliness and people cleaning their own, and even business people cleaning their own streets, you know, whether it's holding it down or whatever. And I didn't see any trash cans, but I didn't see any trash. I thought, mm. That's interesting.
Mm.
Now, here we got garbage cans all over the place, but we got garbage all over the place.
Everywhere.
So, like, because, you know what? You don't have a crew to clean the city. So people
China has a huge workforce. Their job is doing nothing but clean the city all the time. And that's the job. You know, you have only garbage collectors. That nobody really flip the street.
No, not regularly. Well, like once a month or something, maybe. And then they don't really treat
in China, you have this team. They labor time. They are responsible for a section. They clean all the time. They pick up trash. So China is very clean.
And that could happen here. I mean, it's not like we don't have people to work. You've got so many people out of work and so much work to do. It's really just a matter of deciding to take the people who need the work and put them with the work that needs to be done and get it done.
What's the unemployment rate in China?
Well, you know, a lot of people, I think one thing, you know, is the difference between China and the United States is there's a very few, we call them micro business, that is the only mom-and-pop shop.
So people make their own jobs, basically, you know, so there really isn't any unemployment, I guess.
Yeah, because, you know, everybody will figure out a way to make some money. All the time, everybody says, nobody's
going
to wait for a handout.
Yeah. I learned that
everybody
the first time.
Is it right?
Yes.
That is, you know, that you don't beg for food? And
it's a what that you don't beg for food?
Pride.
It's a pride.
Oh, pride. Oh, okay. There's no pride here in the States. And thank you for sharing that, Zoe, because the first time I ever left the United States, that was my experience, too. It's like, why? And I was in East Africa and South Africa, and I was like, everybody is selling something. And here, especially in Chicago, it's like you're looked down upon if you're hustling in the street. In New York, it's every day, all day, every day. So,
yeah,
like,
that's one thing I don't understand. Why Chicago cannot do that?
Because we're listening to the program that tells us we need a job. We don't need to be self-sufficient. We need to work for your corporation.
No, I think that's why I'm advocating for a digital entrepreneurship.
Yes.
You don't need to stand at a street corner to hustle and doing selling.
Right.
You don't need to do the panelist. You can use your media.
Yes.
All right. Do it online.
You can do like a TikTok, a Instagram, a YouTube, and sell.
You don't even need a website anymore. You don't even need a website anymore.
Right.
You don't need a website. You just need your phone.
Right.
That's it.
And everybody has a phone.
So that's why I think we need to have a training program of our young people to use the social media to do marketing.
Yeah.
Do business.
So how can we help our young people start this trade and become these digital entrepreneurs? What's the next step, Zoe?
You know what? I think it's, you know why I support Dr. Wilson? He's the best role model.
Yes.
Because he has been in doing trade with China for a long time.
Yes.
We ask him. He can train all our young people. Right?
Right.
So every single black young man can do what he does.
Right.
Be a self-employed. We have to teach people how to be self-employed.
Yes.
Like Dr. Wilson.
Yes.
You are absolutely
it's so
right.
It's simple.
It's so simple. How he did his trading company. How did he start it? He has all the resources. So our young people, our young black people, black men, black ladies, go to Dr. Wilson and say, you need to teach me how you start your trade business with China.
Yeah, I saw
how you can keep your wealth.
I saw saw it on his page. I saw it on his Facebook page how he was when he signed the document with the Taiwan. I believe it was a Taiwan business owner where he does business, where he gets the mask and things of that nature. So for those who are listening online,
I think he has office either in Beijing or in Shanghai.
I think it's in Shanghai. I think it's in Shanghai. And if you go to his page, Dr. Willie Wilson, on Facebook,
so
you'll see that.
So the young people need to vote for him and tell him, you need to have that program for Chicago.
Oh, there he is. It's Chinese New Year. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so we can learn a lot from this man, and it has dawned.
So that's why we need to get him elected.
Yes.
We don't need those what so-called progressive Democrats. They're those who keep us poor.
Right.
Right.
Keep you begging.
Right.
Yeah, they keep you getting live on the handout.
Right.
We should say no to handout. We should select. We should elect Dr. Wilson, that who can teach every black kid, boy, girl, to become
entrepreneurs,
self-employed. We don't need it, you know. We don't need it, and you don't need a trade, you know. You know, those are
figure out what you want to sell. That's right. What product do you want to sell, and sell it. That's all.
So, do you have any suggestions for young people or people of any age for something that they would buy from China to sell?
What's the product that you see that is probably internationally popular that someone can get on the internet and sell anywhere?
Well, you know, just check what's listed on Amazon. And what sells the most, and then you try it. I think I'm trying to look at that program, but how to choose products and then sell in your own circle. So every young people, they have social media, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then look at all your friends and family, what they need in baby.
Mm.
And source it. And that's what the Chinese language skill is coming in. Because if you speak Chinese language, you can source directly in China. And huge discount.
And not pay.
And you can make money.
And not pay a small fortune for something. Because I was looking for a chair. A certain kind of chair, a zero gravity chair, and they all started like $2,000. So something told me to go to the website.
Because a lot of products that is selling in China is not available on Amazon.
Right.
In China, there's a huge new product that I can see on WeChat. You know, in the Chinese, like a Chinese version of the TikTok, WeChat, like Instagram. You know, in China, they have one product that you probably never imagined.
What's that?
Your glass. Like the wall, you know, the roof, like the sunroom where you have a glass, right?
Yeah.
That can be solar panel.
Mm.
So that glass, it generates electricity.
Wow.
To supply all the electricity in all your household.
How would a person get into that, make a connection with a company that manufactures that in order to get into that business?
Both of Dr. Wilson, have him to give you, set up all the connections. He has a lot of connections.
Oh,
right.
Wow.
So that's
I'm
what
part
he has a lot of contacts. I can help set up, too.
That would be great.
Association called U.S.-China Minority Macro Business Association. Only we help the small, like a mom and pop shop, a girlfriend, boyfriend shop, just boys and girls shop to do business with China, to source products in China and sell it in the United States.
Mm.
Okay, you know, we can make that happen because I'm working with a solar company here. I have solar panels on my house and we've been looking at the growth of the solar industry and how we can make it easily available to the regular homeowner, you know.
Maybe we can meet up, and I can put try to install WeChat. You download it from your phone, you install WeChat, okay? After you install the WeChat, they need normally another, because they verify if you are not a robot.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody to, you know, verify your identity. But I can use, because some programs cannot pass through, you know, messengers or things. I can only send it through WeChat. But I already save a lot of products that I feel is so interesting that can be sold in the United States. Especially, I'm interested in the glass that you can put a roof. It's your whole room is glass.
Wow. Is that WeChat?
You can generate electricity.
Is that
wow.
WeChat or WeChat Free or WeChat Chinese? I see three.
I think WeChat International, you know, you can just, yeah. But normally you need somebody to verify. So maybe sometime we can meet up, I can help you install one. But I can only do one person a day. They are very particular. They don't want to make...
Is this a Chinese application?
It's a Chinese. It's very powerful. In China...
Yeah, I know my niece has WeChat because she communicates with her, you know, my sister and her mother all the time on WeChat. So, yeah.
Yeah. China is a cashless country. People don't bring wallets. Everything is by phone.
Really?
The one of the things is WeChat. You pay utilities with WeChat.
That's what I'm talking about. Everything by phone.
Even you do donation with WeChat.
Really?
Yeah, everything is WeChat. China is a cashless country.
No wonder we're headed in that direction. Yeah.
So with that being said, then are there problems with things like theft and mugging and people getting robbed because nobody's carrying cash? So, you know.
Yeah, well then, so you can't steal anything because nobody has cash. Right? Everything's on the phone, but if you lock the phone, it can track in China.
Ah.
Are you on WeChat? I know you are.
Yes, I am.
Under Zoe Ma?
Yes.
I'm downloading it now.
No,
okay.
No, you put it like it's my phone number. You put like my phone number. You have my phone number.
Okay.
And you put like one, my phone number, and then you will find my WeChat account.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay. Sign up with mobile. Yeah. So I'm going to sign up with the mobile number.
Yeah. You use the mobile number, but if you look at my account, it's my phone number and with the one in the front, like the area code and phone number.
Okay.
Maybe in the U.S. you don't need the area code, but in China, if they look for me, they have used my, they have put on an area code, but otherwise they don't have to.
Okay.
So now, with WeChat and people doing all of their business transactions through their phone, so is there one central bank that everybody works to, or all the banking systems are connected to WeChat? How does that work?
I think WeChat is almost like Apple Pay.
Oh, okay.
Ah.
Same way.
And that means it's connected. Whatever your bank is, that's connected to that, and that'll transfer your funds to wherever it needs to go.
You see, like Apple Pay, you cannot use Apple Pay between friends, right? You can transfer, I don't know how, transfer money between friends using Apple Pay, right?
That's like Cash App, like same thing.
Yeah, so the WeChat is Cash App, you can just transfer money. But Cash App, you know, you can't use it on a store, but WeChat is everywhere. WeChat is like Apple Pay everywhere, but it's also you can transfer money between friends.
I see.
Okay.
Wow.
So
I will say, you know, if you want to learn what is hot, what's selling in China, you have to learn Chinese.
Yeah.
And then you can see it on WeChat.
Because I downloaded and everything is in Chinese, so I'm in trouble.
You need to learn Chinese? Hey, well, that's doable.
Elon Musk bought Twitter, right?
Right.
I think he wanted Twitter to become WeChat of the English world.
So now I'm going to have to learn how to, because this WeChat is in Chinese. It's nothing in English.
Well, maybe see if maybe another app. They must have no English version.
It has to, because this one doesn't have any everything WeChat is.
But also, I think that if you don't have any Chinese, maybe your diplomat friend, then they say, well, you only use WeChat because you don't have a Chinese friend to use WeChat. Wait.
Yeah.
So I think you always, so you rely on a Chinese friend to verify for you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They want to make sure you're a real person, not a bot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
wow.
But I'm in, and everything is, I'm puzzled why it's not in English. That is the mindset of Americans.
Because it's a Chinese app.
Duh.
So then you need a Chinese friend to verify you actually exist.
So I'm going to have to meet with you. But then, still, how do I get it in English? How do I understand? I got to learn Chinese everything. Okay.
Yeah, because a lot of the information, like a lot of product, is already Chinese.
Ah.
So
okay.
That's why, you know, what you see, so if you don't understand Chinese, you only see a slice of the world.
So
whatever some English-speaking people put on an English platform, you can see, but you don't see the whole.
Okay.
So how long would you say it would take the average person to learn functional Chinese where they can, you know, engage in basic conversation?
I think, you know, Chicago Public Schools teach in Chinese. You know, take that program. You can probably spend maybe 6 months for basic, and then go to China for 3 months.
Oh.
Okay.
Wow.
3 or 6 months to a one semester, and then you have a basic understanding.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's
because
the cost?
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I think that might be the quickest way. If you don't go to China, experience and see how the language is used over there, it makes you take much longer. So you need to be in the environment, you know, immersed in the language for like 6 months.
Now, there's a myth that says China does not like black people. I need you to expound on that, because there's a guy who does a YouTube video, and everywhere he goes, he's in China or Japan. He's always in Asia or Taiwan or Shanghai or something.
Okay. Well, just thinking, if you go to Tianjin, remember I said the city I visited and had to took a train for 66 hours to go back to my home?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That city has about 200,000 Africans doing business in there.
What's the name of that city again?
Guangzhou.
Spell it.
Guangzhou. G-U-A-N-G. C-H-O-U, Guangzhou.
Okay.
200,000 Africans.
Wow.
Living in the day. So if you think China does not have black people, why those people chose to live and work
right.
business there?
That's a good question.
They know something
you know,
that we don't.
My daughter's been all over Asia. She's been to, you know, so many Asian countries, and that has sounded like one she might have even visited. But,
you know China does not have anti-black racism, but China has anti-black colorism. Just, see, my dad, okay, you know, my dad is Muslim, and he's a very dark skin. Mm. And then I remember when my first job, my boss met my dad, and she came back to the office, and she said, oh, my God, her dad is like an African.
Wow.
My dad is from Africa because my dad is so dark.
Okay.
Wow. And to a lot of Chinese, I'm very dark skin.
Oh, really?
Yeah. A lot of them are very pale. And then my mom is on the other end. My mom is very fair skin. So my mom and dad together is a black and white.
Okay, so lots of colorism going on there. And what can one expect to spend in dollars, in U.S. dollars, if they were to go there and stay there 3 months to learn the language and the culture?
Depends where you're going to be. Mm-hmm. If you want to be in Beijing and Shanghai, oh, you're going to spend like almost Chicago price or still cheaper. I think maybe 80% of Chicago price.
Uh-huh.
But if you go to like a second tier of cities,
uh-huh.
you will probably can be 50% of the price.
Wow.
And then you get the same quality of experience.
Second tier, cities like what?
The city of Panda.
Can you spell those, please?
C-H-E-N-D-U. And that's the city I took my girlfriend from Alabama, Oklahoma to before COVID.
Oh.
She absolutely loved it.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so we went to the park, and then we saw how the seniors spend their time. So the park offer a senior program for about $2, I think it's maybe $2.50. You get a pot of tea, a table, and play mahjong all day.
What's mahjong? Mahjong, what is that?
Mahjong is, you know Rummy Cube?
Who?
Oh, you probably don't know the game of Rummy Cube. But
no.
Mahjong is a Chinese, like the little brick, you know, if you Google it, a lot of people play mahjong in America.
Spell it.
I have to look it up.
A Chinese game. I'll Google it. I'll Google because
okay.
I want to. I'm on the list these resources on our blog.
Okay, mahjong. I think that's called mahjong.
Okay.
And that's, you know, so that's a price. I would highly recommend to go to Chengdu, even more than Beijing.
Oh.
Okay. Beijing reflects the life of Chinese royalty. It was the capital, it was the imperial palace, and this and that. But if you really want to learn about Chinese cultural values, go to Chengdu.
And I will post all of those resources on our blog at hln-tv.blogspot.com. It is 9:48. I have a meeting at 10 o'clock, a Zoom at 10 o'clock, so I need to prepare for that. We can go on and on and on and on. So, Zoe, you're coming back.
You know, I also, one thing I want to do, I would like to have an opportunity to bring my mom
to this
show.
Absolutely.
We can translate.
Yeah, I can translate. But I think my mom, her personal experience is the truth of Christ.
That would be fantastic.
That would be awesome.
You know, from a very poor girl.
Wow.
To be a very content senior. Her 80 years life in China.
Oh, wow.
Under two governments.
Oh, wow.
Two citizenships.
Yeah.
Two citizenships.
And she speaks English?
On the same piece of land.
Oh, sorry about that. She speaks English?
Yeah. She
I can translate.
Oh, okay. Very good. Very good. So what we will do is offline, we will schedule for the next show for you to be on because this is fascinating. You know, we got international flavor here. I want to thank you, Zoe Ma, for taking the time out of your schedule. And if need be, if you got to be in the car again, that's okay too. We don't mind because this is worth it. Thank you so very much.
Okay, thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you, Zoe Ma, and thank you, our viewing audience, for listening and for watching and for sharing this video because this is the kind of information that we need in order to move forward in America. What you're watching here on the screen is the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest that is coming up this Saturday, 12 noon until 2 p.m. Actually, we're usually on for an hour, but we'll be broadcasting live with the Female Solution. So that's why you see that there. But we just have all kinds of awesome talent. So tune in this Saturday from 12 until 2. And if you would like to support, and we appreciate your support, for working with us to offer our youth an alternative to standing on the corner, to utilize their natural gifts, talents, and abilities. So if you go to our YouTube page, you will see that the information there is the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. And please share that with someone, because we all know some children who could benefit from being a guest on the show. And you can text us if you need to reach us during the week. Text the word stress relief to 219-699-2114. And you can always reach us on the website higherlearningnetwork.org. Be sure and tune in tomorrow morning. Self-care with Jody Susan. And she will be on from 7 until 9 a.m. I want to thank you all. Remember to check out the blog. Give me a few minutes to update the blog, and we can send you the information that you got here today on the show. Closing comments, Naima?
Well, I hope people were inspired. You know, you can even go on YouTube and get some basics in terms of different languages you want to learn. If you want to learn through Chinese, if you can't do anything else in any other language, learn how to say thank you. Always
yes.
Express gratitude.
Yes. Yes.
And that shows respect for people as they extend their courtesy to you. We can create a more compassionate American culture. We can create a more respectful American culture. One person at a time. Each person living consciously can make a difference.
And until then, we'll see you tomorrow morning right here back on The Female
Solution.
The Female Solution,
global radio TV show, invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speak. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Viata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Shauna. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Viata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Remind me, and thank you so much for joining me. I'm your host, Don't Speak. Stressologist. Any stress in your life? Well, most of us do. Unfortunately, we don't know what to do with that stress, especially as it relates to worry. I was once